The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. We have a wonderfully freeing message tonight from the Lord, and I'm very excited to share it with you. It took me aback for a moment, and I had to really consider what he was saying, but once we got to the end of the message, I thoroughly understood. So just listen through the whole message and don't react to any part of it if you can avoid it, okay? All right. Well, as you know, we've been working very, very hard on other things, a thumb drive, which is probably going to go into production this week. And I'll let you know when it's available and when you can download the contents from our website as well. So we've kind of been working at breakneck speed because we figured we don't have much time left. And the Lord had something really interesting to say about that. So I'm going to share it with you. He's been giving me songs to do. He's actually been encouraging me to work with music, and I didn't think I'd ever get to work with music again this side of heaven. Not to neglect you guys, but, you know, in addition to that, using my time in a better way. And he's also mentioned doing a portrait of him. And I was thinking of these two things as he was talking to me. And I thought, Lord, these are not overnight assignments. What's going on here? And I had this sense of freedom, like something in front of me, like a wall was moving towards me. And that wall was taken away. And all of a sudden, the vista was clear and I could see for miles and the sun was shining. It was just a very strange feeling, and he explains it here. I said, Lord, why am I feeling this way? Like we have two more years or something? Now, why am I feeling this way? Just all of a sudden, I feel such a freedom. He answered me, rest in the peace I give you. Oh, Jesus, I want to proclaim your love through every medium so others can truly fall in love with you. It grieves me so that the artist won't let us use your picture when it speaks volumes to hungry souls. This is so hard for me. I want to do a portrait of you, one that will have it all and really grab the hearts of the people. He answered me, you know I can use a rock to do that. Yeah, and you often have. I have several rocks that cry out, that are anointed and cry out. He replied, your point is well taken. I'm just playing with you and putting it into perspective. Anointing is where it's at, and many, many images of me are anointed. Yes, I know, but you really like that one, don't you? Yes, I really do. I do too. Yet you could do better. I could. You could. Well, with the Lord's help, I can do anything. But there's no time for all these things. Pictures, songs, and I'm beginning to get confused. These are not overnight assignments. Did I not say to be busy about my business when I come? I would love to see you in the middle of a portrait of me when I come, or preferably at the end. But there's not time. What is time to me? I've been shaking everyone out of their complacency so they would begin operating at a higher level. I've been squeezing the work out of people and bringing them to new levels of achievement. Now I want them to operate at those levels without an eye on the clock, without the stress of time, but freely accomplish all their heart's desire. Some will not like this and take exception to it, but facts are facts, and I haven't come yet, and you are being stirred up to produce more. I will come when I come, but you will be operating at optimum levels. That's what I'm doing with my body. My people and my bride have been asleep in the arms of the world. I have shown you your end. You have rallied and now are in a position to accomplish much more for me. Don't stop now. You're bringing forth copious fruit. When the events unfold, it will ratchet up some into overdrive and write off the charts of accomplishing my will. But for now, I have raised you all up to a level of productivity that you've never known, and that is as it should be. You have all seriously contemplated your end, be it death or translation, into heaven, but ultimately face to face with me. Lord, I remember a holy man that said, ask Sister Death before he decided on anything. In other words, will this be something you're proud of when you die? Precisely, because the enemy has sown lies about the birth of Earth and her years, and people have fallen into a slumber, thinking, oh, tens of thousands of years from now, such and such will happen. No, the Earth has not existed that long. A lot can happen in one day. You do not have endless generations to destroy the Earth and one another. My judgment is coming quickly. But until then, pick up your cross and follow me. Create freely, without constraints of time. Serve freely. Preach freely. Yes, time is short, but you can make the best of what you have now, as though you had more time. Time is an illusion, Claire, and it's totally in my hands. I'm not changing anything, but I have been squeezing you to reach higher and higher. I have used the coming events to do it. Now I want you to move forward without fear of time. Do what is in your heart. Keep your eyes and heart on me, and time will pass swiftly. It is not my heart or my will for you to be under the yoke of time. Rather, I want you to live, serve, and create freely, without this eroding fear constantly nipping at your heels. What you begin, I will finish, either here on earth or in heaven. In other words, follow your inspirations. Follow them with love and passion, not looking for barking, snapping little dogs, biting at your heels and reminding you of the time that is short. Don't panic. Nothing has changed. Nothing. I have not given you a date deliberately. I have not told you on such and such a day. I have said weeks. None of that has changed. What is changed, or what I want you to change, is how you look at time. No more should you be intimidated by the clock. Keep your eyes on me and on the work set before you. What you begin, I will finish. Nothing you undertake will be in vain. Nothing. For my words never return to me void. Lord, did I hear you right on the 3 days of darkness? When we discerned that together, we came up with the understanding that that event is not going to happen the way that people think it is. And what I'm referring to here is certain people believe that there are going to be 3 days of darkness. During that time, they're going to be taken up, a pre-rapture kind of thing, and changed and given glorified bodies. And then at the end of those 3 days, sent back down to earth to serve for 40 days until the final rapture of everyone else. And so I was asking him, because he said that's not going to happen that way. That's a deception. So I said, Lord, did I hear you right on the 3 days of darkness? He answered me, you did. So they are not happening and people being transformed to work here? No, that is not my plan. What I have told you, Claire, is reliable. Lord, I can't reconcile what you're telling me with the time frames you've spoken of. This is so painful. Am I deceived? No, my love, I have not allowed you to be deceived. What I am asking of you is to forget time and get to work. How much plainer can I be? What you begin, I will finish. Claire, you have been cowed by time. I'm putting an end to that. It will happen when it happens, and you'll be busy until then. I have promised that what you begin for me, I will finish for you. Let me ask you a question, dearest. How can you lose with such a proposition? I can't. Exactly. I am removing the burden of time from your shoulder and giving you license to create to your heart's desire. What could be more wonderful than that? Let's see, a healthy mind and body. As we speak, you are finding the energy to continue on in your work for me. Don't you always quip, where God guides, he provides? Well, I'm providing. And to you, my brides, I say, do not lose any ground. You have seen how very short your lives are. Live for me, not for the world, and you will have nothing to fear in that moment that casts your eternity. You've all been ratcheted up to higher levels of service for me. I want you to continue this way, being alive and on the cutting edge of your days until I remove the restraint. Understand, my loves, when this world changes, it will be so radical, so catastrophic, so turned upside down, that I loathe to bring it forward. It is coming, I assure you. Time is ticking, but all of you have been stressed to the maximum with time. All of you have been sitting on the edge of your seats. What I am now asking of you is to sit back and continue to produce for me at this level, but without the stressors of time coming to an end, possibly tomorrow. I am calling for abandonment to the moment. Abandonment to the work you're all assigned to do, and abandonment to me. Immersing yourselves in the work without worrying about the fruit. Am I not Lord of the harvest? Rather work with reckless abandon in regards to time, and be free little birds. Be free to fly and chirp and sing and pray, all the while resting in the palm of my hands, knowing that everything good you do for me is so very pleasing. I have allowed you to work under the constraints of time to force you to a higher level, so you would come into your optimum state of cooperating with my spirit to accomplish my will. Now I'm merely asking for you to stop counting the days and looking at the clock and enjoy the work. Immerse yourself in the partnership with my spirit and enjoy what you do together with him. In this way, scripture will be fulfilled. I will truly come at an hour you least expect. And because you're 100% devoted to my will at that moment, great will be your reward.